Burkina Faso's presidential guard, a military elite created by longtime dictator Blaise Compaoré, seized power in the country's capital nearly 2 weeks ago, but a popular uprising, including the Burkinabe army, has reversed the coup and restored civilian rule. These events unfolded nearly 11 months after hundreds of thousands of people filled the streets of the capital, set the parliament building on fire, and forced Blaise Compaoré to step down. He ruled Burkina Faso for 27 years, and is infamous for organizing the assassination of the country's revolutionary leader, Thomas Sankara, with the help of France and the French-backed government of Ivory Coast. KPFA's Anne Garrison has the story, including the voices of Paul Sankara, Burkinabe democracy activist and younger brother of the late Thomas Sankara, and Dr. Nakala Kogi, African history professor at Montgomery College in Maryland. Here's that story.
Between 10 and 20 citizens of Burkina Faso were killed, and more than 100 were wounded when the country's presidential guard fired on them during their uprising against the coup. In a decisive moment, the Burkinabe army of 11,000 surrounded the capital and demanded that the elite presidential guard behind the coup disarm. Here's Paul Sankara on that moment.
Yeah, it was very patriotic what they did. The story of Burkina Faso, when we read and we learn a little bit how people do things in Burkina Faso, is not a surprise that Thomas Sankara was born in Burkina Faso or Thomas Sankara came from Burkina Faso. Let me tell you something that many people may not see. When Thomas Sankara came to power on August 4, 1983, he was in prison after he resigned from his position of prime minister. The same thing that we saw today, the same thing happened in Burkina Faso in 1983. Those who wanted to go and free Thomas Sankara, they were being helped by the population. So it was not like a regular coup d'etat. The military intervened after a popular uprising, after mass protests in Burkina Faso, people chanting and singing, free Thomas Sankara, free Thomas Sankara. It is after the free Thomas Sankara protest that the military, months later, was going to be part of the process.
Negotiators from ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, brokered a deal in which both the army and the presidential guard stood down until power had been formally restored to the transitional government. French President François Hollande warned all parties in Burkina to heed the ECOWAS draft agreement, which would have allowed the presidential guard to return to their previous authority despite having attempted a coup, and would have allowed the party of deposed dictator Blaise Compaoré to participate in upcoming elections. These elements of the agreement were very unpopular with the people of Burkina Faso, who took to the streets with signs reading "No amnesty for assassins" and told the BBC that they had no use for ECOWAS. As soon as the transitional government was restored to power, it invoked African Union principle and the will of the Burkinabe people to disarm and disband the presidential guard and exclude coup plotters from the upcoming election. Burkina Faso hosts both U.S. and French special forces and has served as an important military ally of both France and the United States in West Africa. Dr. Nakala Kogi said that anyone who thinks that the presidential guard would attempt a coup d'etat without the knowledge and complicity of the U.S. and France is refusing to see how things are done in the 21st century.
So this is, you know, if you want to talk about how things are, you know, the different buildings in Burkina Faso, from the presidential palace, the presidential guard, military base, and the American embassy. So this is one thing. Second thing, 2 weeks before the coup d'etat, I heard that the State Department sent a warning to its citizens, telling them that if they go to Burkina Faso, they should be cautious, they should not go out at night, they should avoid some locations because something could happen in Burkina Faso. I was surprised. I said, what is going to happen in Burkina Faso? So it means that everyone was watching, but at the same time in Ivory Coast, people were trying to take to the street. A few people were already killed, but the State Department did not issue that warning. And third, in February 2015, there was some military training of some officials, of African military officials, to fight against terrorism. Gilbert Djendjere was, I don't know how they did it, but he was there representing Burkina Faso, and then with the training with the American military experts. That was February 2015. And there are other sources that say that he has some close ties with the French Secret Service. So if somebody wants to tell me that Gilbert Diendéré just decided on his own. Blaise Compaoré supported him, that France and America did not have anything to do in that coup d'etat. I think that the person is either expressing bad faith, or the person does not want to look at the reality, and the person does not want to see how things are done like in this world of the 21st century. So based on everything that I just said, I believe that they knew that this was going to happen, and the fact that it was going to succeed, it is when they saw the mobilization of the people, then they decided to turn coat as usual, or to change the position, you know, to show to the world that they are on the side of democracy.
The coup d'etat in Burkina Faso now appears to be the second African coup backed by the U.S. that failed after it became clear that there was too much popular will against it this year. The first was in Burundi in May. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.